Welcome back to Sports Day, and from navigating open roads to wrangling uncharted tracks for 100 years, Repco's been driven by passion. They drive this program, and this lady has been aspiring to achieve the very, very best in her sport for a while now, and thankfully, she has already earned her spot in our team for the Commonwealth Games, which are getting closer and closer. We're talking about pole vaulter Nina Kennedy, and she joins us here on Sports Day. Nina, welcome. How are you going?
Yeah, good. Thanks for having me. I'm going well.
Is it nice to actually see that team announced, which has obviously only just been put out? I know that you probably already knew that this was going to happen, but it's good to see when it finally is revealed, isn't it?
Yeah, no, you're right. It is. I've known since Nationals, which was in March. So to have it in confirmation, in writing, it's always a nice little tick of my goals. So, yeah.
Nina, it's a question you ask of every athlete, be they footballers or whatever sport they play. How are you jumping in your case?
I'm jumping well. Thank you for asking. I'm jumping well. I haven't competed for a while now, just like due to a few niggles and, you know, whatnot. But I'm excited to get out into the competition field and compete against some girls and, yeah, show them what I can do.
Seems, well, 2018... Commonwealth Games bronze medal on the Gold Coast. Does it seem an eternity ago or like yesterday?
Oh my gosh, it feels so long ago. I felt like such a baby back then, and I feel like I have, you know, what, 4 years of like really solid experience, you know, all the ups, all the downs. So I think I'm coming in with, yes, a more mature approach. So yeah, I'm very excited.
Well, you were only a baby. You're only 21. And, Scott, I don't know if you can remember 21, but I remember the party I had. It was pretty damn good. To go from 460 to what you've already done when it comes to the Australian record, 4.82 metres at the Sydney Track Classic. As of the end of March, I believe that you were at that point ranked 20th in the world. Where does that sort of level sit right now for you?
Yeah, so what, 460 back at the Comm Games, you know, that came third. You know, that would just make the Olympic final now. And I think it just shows the depth of, you know, talent the world really has in, like, female, like, jumpers. Like, it's just getting so much better. You know, like, I can jump 460 in training now, you know, any day of the week. And I think that just shows how much I've improved, but also, you know, how much female pole vaulting has improved. So what won the Comm Games last time, I think, was 475. So, you know, that would put you in, you know, top eight, top six in the world. So, yeah, it should be a good competition.
We know the Comm Games is a huge goal this year, but it'd be remiss if we didn't mention you've also been selected for the World Championships in July, so that's a big enough event to be excited in itself.
Yeah, of course. I think, you know, definitely in the athletics world, World Champs and Olympics are the two, you know, biggest comps, and then Comm Games, yeah, falls shortly under that. So, yeah, they're both great competitions, and I can't wait to compete at them.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're heading off to Europe pretty soon. The program, is it hectic, or is it all strategically done with Paul Burgess, your coach, and the way set up that you've got? Is it mapped out almost week to week?
Yeah, it is. I think it's pretty hectic. I was actually looking at some of the countries and some of the places that I had competitions in, and I had never heard of them. So I think it's going to be a lot of travelling with poles, a lot of different competitions in different places. And, yeah, then we'll head to the World Champs in America in the middle of, when's that, July, and then, yeah, head straight to the Comm Games for the start of August. So, yeah, it's going to be fun. It's going to be a long time on the road, but I'm excited for it. Yeah,
absolutely. Compared to what you've gone through during the pandemic, this is all a blessing and it's exciting. Going back to Tokyo, the Olympics, tough experience for you. Is that a fair description?
Yeah, no, that is a totally accurate description. It was really tough, yeah.
And can you explain for the listeners,
yeah.
Just the process of going there and what occurred?
Yeah, of course. I think just, you know, doing anything in the pandemic was hard, let alone trying to get the Olympic Games to, you know, kind of go ahead. So, you know, for the months leading up, it was lots of, you know, lockdowns, not being able to train, going to Queensland, getting stuck, not getting let back into WA. So, you know, for the months leading up, it was just kind of like a COVID and logistical nightmare. And then I guess I just had a lot of little injuries and niggles that came, you know, with being an elite sports person. So what I think I tore my quad 2 weeks out from the Olympics. So, you know, even going there and like putting on a brave face and, you know, trying to soak up the experience with that quad strain and then also with the COVID kind of experience was really difficult. I got kicked out of the village as well. You know, being a close, yeah, I did, for being a close COVID contact. So I was in an isolation hotel for majority of the Olympics. So it was just, you know, it was a tough experience all around, but, you know, I wouldn't change it. Like, I think it's just made me a stronger person and, you know, it's really put elite sport into perspective for me.
We thought we had a big story there when you said kicked out of the athlete's village, and Carl and I are thinking, what's she done? This is controversial. She's taken a bottle of drink and jumped out of a cake or something silly.
Hey, Nina, we did have a chat too. I'm assuming now, do you train with Curtis Marshall at all?
Yes, I do. He's my training partner.
Yeah, so we had a chat to Curtis the other day. In fact, it was last week,
yeah.
And we were talking about the grip that was used on the poles. And he was talking about this weird concoction that it sounded like it'd take a week to get off his hands. Do you happen to do the same thing?
I do exactly the same thing, and anyone who knows me, you know, pretty well, they'll know that. You know, I'll rock up to events after training or competition with just this like hand covered in black sticky stuff just because I physically can't get it off, and it's so embarrassing, but yeah, it's pretty gross.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds okay for a bloke, but that's why I thought I had to get a woman's perspective on it, because we know how much the girls like their hands, right?
Yes, I know. I hate my hands, but you know, it comes with the job, I guess.
It does, Nina. Well, thank you very much for sharing a few minutes with us. And we do wish you the best of luck. And, of course, we'll keep a close eye on you. And we might even have a little bit of a chat to you closer to the time. Thanks for your time tonight.
Yeah, awesome. Thanks so much.
Good on you. Nina Kennedy, WA girl. She's a country girl too, who made the trek from down her hometown of Busselton, where she was born. Family moved to Perth so that she could complete primary school as an 11-year-old when she first joined junior athletics skeet. So she's dedicated her life to this, and now 25 years of age, probably in her prime, given what she's been jumping recently.
Absolutely. You mentioned the age of 21 at the Comm Games on the Gold Coast. Well, if she's not in her prime now, she's certainly moving into that period of her life when she's going to be jumping at her very best. And great to see her training partner, it's Curtis Marshall, who we've only spoken to a few times, but gee, sounds like an engaging fella, a very good jumper, and they work well together by the sounds of it.
Absolutely. As we clear a commitment from navigating open roads to wrangling uncharted tracks for 100 years, Repco has been driven by passion. And on the other side, we'll be joined by Brett Phillips, who will update us with all of the action that is unfolding, starting tonight in the French Tennis Open with qualifying.